Good morning. Welcome to the morning devotion for April 21st, 2010. My name is Martin Drummond. I'm writing to you about dangerous presumptions. Satan loves it when people fall into the trap of presumptuousness, particularly when it involves believers who should know better. My call to you today is to reject such invitations for rushing to sour conclusions about others. I plead with you to do your homework before you believe any information that paints another in a bad light. It just might be that your information is wrong, or that you're not seeing the whole picture regarding a certain situation. Why this topic today? Joshua 22 contains a story that is nearly 3,400 years old, yet the principle it contains is as contemporary as a story could be. The Israelites, who received their promised land inheritance on the east side of the Jordan River, were about to return home after fighting alongside the rest of the Israelite men for several decades. Their mission had been to help secure the safety of the Israelites in the promised land that had been populated by bloodthirsty pagan nations. Those heading east decided to set up an altar at the Jordan River as a reminder of the altar associated with the tabernacle. In obedience to God, the eastern tribal leaders had decided among themselves that the secondary altar would never be for sacrificial worship. The eastern tribes thought that if there were ever a split among the eastern and western tribes, at least the western tribes possessing the tabernacle couldn't block the non-sacrificing worship. You can read all about this in Joshua 22. The western tribes presumed, however, that the eastern tribes were setting up a substitute religion and responded by preparing for war. In fact, thousands of Israelite men gathered to destroy the eastern tribe Israelites. It was one of the most glaring cases of presumptuousness in all of Scripture. I greatly appreciate the mature response of the Eastern tribes' leaders when their motives were questioned. Here's what they said. The Mighty One, God, the Lord, He knows, and let Israel know. If this has been in rebellion or disobedience to the Lord, do not spare us this day, Joshua 22:22 says. The eastern tribes' leaders said that the altar built on the Jordan's west side was only to be a replica, not a replacement. All tabernacle altar sacrifices required by the eastern tribes' people would still be done wherever God ordained the tabernacle to be placed. Here's what the leader said in verse 29. Far be it from us to rebel against the Lord and turn away from Him by building an altar for burnt offerings, grain offerings, and sacrifices. The following verses show that the presumptuousness of the Western tribal leaders was washed away by the calm demeanor and pure motives of the Eastern tribal leaders. What Satan intended for harm turned out to be a victory for truth, self-control, and unity. At the core of this story, with a happy ending, are two words: He knows. The Eastern tribal leaders remained calm, unconvinced, because they knew that God knew their hearts. They had nothing to hide. Their consciences were clear. No matter how volatile the situation turned out, they knew that they were cool with God, and that's what mattered more than anything else. And so they could remain calm even in the face of angry threats. You see the lesson for your life, of course. Keep your motives pure, and even the uninformed, mixed agenda attacks of others won't get you freaked out. You'll know that He knows, and you'll be able to remain calm because you have nothing to hide, your conscience will be clear, and you'll know you're cool with God. Another might round up a bunch of misinformed co-workers or relatives or church members and threats against you about this or that. Yet your calmness and clear declarations of well-meaning actions can disarm the enemy's schemes. Please do the right thing always in your home, at your job, at your church. That way, your He knows Father in heaven will give you a peace that will surpass all understanding. As always, I love you, Martin.